Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast.
Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And today, we have a very interesting program, and it's a program that most West Texans can get behind because it involves barbecue. We're going to be talking with William and Erica Crane today. They have opened a new place of business called Crane's Craft Barbecue. And in just a minute, I'm going to be talking with them when we come back. Today, this podcast is being brought to you by the West Texas Tribune, Real News, Local News, home of the Young Scholars at westtexastribune.org. And Floyd Miller Investments, helping individuals make wise investment decisions at floydmillerinvestments.com. Hey, William and Erica, I'd like to welcome you all to the program today.
Well, thank you for having us, Mr. Floyd.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. And I mean, I can always talk about barbecue, but I think this is the first time I've ever heard of craft barbecue. So, I mean, tell me a little bit, first a little bit about yourself, and then we want to talk about this barbecue.
Okay. Well, I think the best way to start off anything at ACU is go Wildcats. I am a former student here at ACU. My story, I guess. I served in the Army for 22 years. I started and ended my career at Fort Hood down in Central Texas in 2022.
Congrats. Thank you for your service.
You're absolutely worth it, Mr. Floyd. I started barbecuing back in 2015, 2016. We were in Georgia. And just to go down a crazy road to make it relatable, for me, it was an escape and a way for me to really sort of find myself. I spent 2005 through 2009 in Iraq, and I just, through the focuses of, we had our second child, Erica and I have been married 14 years, and going through that, like, how do I become the best person I can be? And I need to find something to slow life down to where I can understand life again. And it brought me into barbecue. Back then, experimenting, and like I tell everybody when they say, well, we barbecue, man, we can't be a pit master. I'm like, look, I've caught briskets on fire. We have to learn the hard way to understand what the chemistry of that is and what the science of barbecue is. 2018, I moved back to Central Texas, that Belton Temple Waco area or Fort Hood area, and really sort of dove deep into Central Texas barbecue and absolutely fell in love with it, and had a background of doing things and experimenting with things and going from there.
Oh, okay. You were talking about chemistry a minute ago. You and Erica has been married for 14 years, so there must be some chemistry there. Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely, Mr. Boyd. Again, like my husband said, we've been married 14 years. We moved from Harker Heights. He was stationed. His last duty was in Fort Hood. And I've been in hospitality, specifically with hotels, for over 10 years of my life. And I've worked with different brands, IG, Marriott, Hilton. And so I come from that, you know, customer service and hospitality industry. And my husband had this dream of barbecue. We moved to Abilene because of Hilton. I was offered a position as a director of sales and marketing about a year and a half ago. We came, we visited Abilene multiple times before we made the decision that we were going to move here. And we fell in love with the community. We fell in love with the city. I think that this is a place that where we can grow our family. We have two daughters. We loved it. We love the community, faith-based community. And a lot of things going on for our family here. So we made the decision, we moved to Abilene. I was the first hire from the DoubleTree downtown. I came with the purpose of opening up that okay. property. Then we started building a team. And all of a sudden, right before we opened, it was 150 plus team members that we welcomed to the hotel. That was the goal. The goal was to open the property and potentially move to my next adventure, right? But I always wanted to stay in Abilene. Now that my husband, you know, he kept going back to this dream of barbecuing and doing something very special, I decided to leave the hotel and joined him in this adventure of barbecuing. We found a venue that we fell in love with, and we saw that potential and something that we can work in and also have our family involved. So we decided to stay in Abilene.
Well, I want to give you kudos for your work at the Hilton. I mean, that's a big deal for Abilene, Texas, and I appreciate the role that you played in.
It really changed the face of Abilene, you know, the way that there's so many associations and so many groups that and business that was being turned down because the city didn't have a convention hotel. So that was the reason I was in Austin managing two properties, downtown Austin, full service properties. I was also helping the vice president of sales and marketing to support other properties, one in Dallas, one in LA. So it was in the beginning, everyone asked me, why Abilene? And I said, well, this is a big deal for the city, and I really wanted to be part of it. I've met so many people, so many great people, and I learned the value of the property and what it meant to the city. That's why I really wanted to be part of it. So, yes, we moved to Abilene, and again, now we're in this journey together.
Well, you know, Abilene has some good barbecue places. I mean, there's places that's kind of top of mind when people think about barbecue here. So what's different about yours? Why would people come to Crane's Craft Barbecue? What's different?
Well, the fun thing about barbecue, and especially in this community, we found it tremendously supportive. One of the barbecue family for us, and that's the way we look at it. Barbecue is a community, not a competition. And in that barbecue family, one of the tremendous pitmasters in Abilene actually has a location here in the Bean, and we're extremely proud of him. We've gone and met with them a few times, and down at the shed with Byron and his wife Stacy. Phenomenal and tremendous people, and they've been a huge help for us and what we're going to do. And the same with Jay and Diana there at Jay's Barbecue. I mean, those two together are second to none. They're amazing. And what makes us different is barbecue is an expression, right? It's what I want to express to everyone else. The same with any pit master out there. We want to express something. So my wife and I, being that we came here from Central Texas, it's my expression through Central Texas barbecue. So some of the differences, or the main difference here, is that we're a post oak based barbecue. Everything we do, we have our wood shipped in from Leander, Texas, and it's only post oak. And I know people in the big country are used to their mesquite barbecue. That's one difference. The second difference absolutely is our venue and our expression of us as a family and our heritages is translated into our food. My wife, Erica, is obviously Hispanic. When we have Mexican-named dishes, those are authentic Mexican dishes. Those are family recipes from Chihuahua, Mexico, that we absolutely use. I'm from the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and that's a pork-heavy state. So my barbecue sauces and the pork is a lot different than what you see up here. And it's fun because pork is not traditionally a Texas centerpiece for barbecue, but we got a really, really special pulled pork and a really special sauce to go with that. Does it make it better than any of those other guys? Absolutely not, because it's a community, not a competition. As Erica mentioned, when she was ready to move on and we had the discussion about moving to Round Rock, Georgetown, or Leander, or something like that, I got to say, and this is funny, she hates it when I do it, but that Matt Damon movie, I think it was Matt Damon, We Bought a Zoo. When he's talking to his friends, he's like, hey, we bought a zoo. So Erica had finished, she met her goal and where she wanted to be in her previous employment. And she comes down and she goes, I think we need to look at another place. And I was like, hey, we bought a dance hall, which is also something very unique in Texas. Now, this, without a doubt, is a one of one in Texas. It is a historic dance hall built by five men starting in 1952 to 1957. And then their grand opening was October 10th, 1958. And it has been in continuous operation until that. So very traditionally, you see barbecue with some sort of music venue. As a side note, ours is Shrek's onion, if you would. There's so many layers to it. We have a full-on dance hall modeled after what we saw as Central Texas people. When you deal with your Greens or Luckenbach, which has a dance hall, some of those other big ones down there, and those are just two of your bigger venue sets. And something we saw as we got really involved with the community was everyone I talked to was like, man, you know, I love Luckenbach. I love going down to Green. And we just, you know, once we have the time, we drive down there. And when this stuff started to come to shape, was very odd. You know, a Facebook comment that leads to, well, they're tearing down our dance hall and me at home with my daughters. And I looked at our oldest daughter, Valentina, and our youngest, Victoria, and I said, did you know there's a dance hall out here? And both of them, their eyes perked up. They've been to Luckenbach with us, and they've been out there and heard live music and danced. And immediately they jumped up and threw some clothes on and some Crocs, and we jumped in the truck and drove out to Ty, Texas. And we were like, holy cow, like this. And it's something that you look at and you go, this isn't attainable. And we talked to the realtor. We briefly discussed it with my wife. I think to every man out there, you can get away with a little bit if you have some grace.
Yeah.
I find this place and we say, wow, this is attainable. And I've never seen a honky tonk, a quintessential, authentic Texas honky tonk or dance hall that has ever had barbecue in it. And then when we realized this could happen, Erica was still very busy and I was out there remodeling this thing going, what do we have? And then it sort of took its shape in front of us, almost as if it was preordained to do that. And the community that we interacted with was phenomenal to come through and they're like, man, we think you're onto something. And one of the comments that has really stuck out to me throughout this whole process was that realtor coming back and saying, you know, it took somebody from outside of this community to see what you did, because this wasn't an idea that would have happened for the general people that are always having to travel and they just get a snapshot versus something that was in our
background. Well, you know, if I wanted to bring somebody out there, and I have some friends in Chattanooga that sometimes they say, well, Floyd, y'all have made so many trips over to see us, we're going to come out and see you one day. So if I wanted to really impress them with Texas, the whole deal, is it anything out at your place that would speak to that?
Do you remember the Patrick Swayze movie Roadhouse? Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, then you won't forget us either.
Okay.
That's hardwood floors, 70 plus years old, wooden trusses, wagon wheels that were dug out here in West Texas hanging up. When you walk in, you get the aromatics of barbecue and you have red dirt country music playing in the background. We put neons up to the point of where is tacky and where is classy. But it's something, it's quintessential. You go in there and you're like, this is Texas. This is 100% Texas. And that's not what sets us apart, but that is what sets us apart and makes us a little different. It's a great experience for the entire sense, all of your senses. And it also goes into one of the big things I wanted to focus on. It's my definition of communion. It's bench tables, handmade with bench seating, four seats per bench. And I want you to sit with a stranger and have a conversation. And there's no TVs in there yet. I'll say yet. Because I want people to talk and I want you to slow down and enjoy that moment. So your friends from Tennessee coming down, if they came down there, A, I can't promise they're going to hear the Chattanooga choo-choo on the radio. But they're going to come down and go, this is Texas. This is a wooden dance floor that I want my boots on. And that's what they're going to get.
And that's one of the things that, to add to what William's saying, we really wanted to save the history of the place. At first, it was like, yeah, this is great. We can do something phenomenal about it. We started listening to the community and everyone that would stop by and say, wow, my parents got married here. My sister, I used to come in when I was little. And now those members, back in the day, of course, they were forced to go do a square dance. But then now it's a great memory. Because now they remember that they used to go with their grandparents there. And we saved the wooden floors, the trestles, like he says, the wagon wheels, the lighting. The original lighting is beautiful, so we saved that. You have the exposed brick. You have a lot of wood. When you go in, is the barbecue, but the wooden floors and the ambiance, it's really beautiful. And that's what we wanted to do, just preserve the essence and the history of the place, but also bring new memories to this place as well.
Speaking of history, I mean, I'm sure you all don't know, you talked about the five men that originally started that. And so I know it's going to be, you have to imagine a little bit, but do you have any idea what they might would think if they could see what they see it now?
That is my favorite question and a great question, because the entry to this building, they used to sell tickets. You come in and pay your entry. That original room was the only room that I refused to renovate. So we actually have a museum. When you walk in the front door, there's pictures. I think the oldest one we have is from 58, I believe. But it's men and women that were part of that, past presidents, newspaper articles. We wanted to maintain all of that history. And of the five men, we have learned a lot about that history, and it's been phenomenal. A man named Marshall Filippo, after World War II, was from the Abilene area, moved back here, and learned how to call or sing square dance songs. And that's what started him and four couples. He was having them as a square. Those are the five men that got together, and which is a very long story, but we could go completely down that history. And we've saved so many parts and pieces, all the way down to the original bathroom doors, which were his closet doors. And he later became the most famous caller in the square dancing period. I don't know if we could say in the history, I don't have that factually, but he became one of the most famous, sold over 1 million copies. And his first record was actually gifted to us in that building, signed by him on the 50th anniversary of that building. And we have it front and center. When you walk in, you see a picture of Marshall Filippo from a very long time ago. I don't know the date exactly of that album release, but the red letter, the red vinyl, signed by him, Marshall Filippo, and best wishes, but it was signed in that building. I think they would be proud, as we've seen past and present square dancers come down. They've been beyond ecstatic. I don't want to say to tears, but they've all said, we're so proud of you and thank you so much. You saved this building. You saved the heritage. And my joke of, we brought it 360 degrees, which doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but if there's someone listening to it, you had a dance hall in Texas that hadn't been renovated since the 70s. So we looked at it and said, this is a dance hall in Texas. Let's bring it to where it could have been, what it had the potential to be, not just a square and round dance hall, but an actual dance hall. So we brought it all the way back and brought it to a new beginning, but kept all of those original bones behind it, and did a lot to highlight all of it with the exposed trusses, with hand-painted murals in the bathroom, which we're really proud of, especially in the women's, the Yellow Rose of Texas. Erica was actually awarded that from Governor Abbott, the Yellow Rose of Texas, for her volunteer work. So I said, let's put the Yellow Rose of Texas in that women's restroom as an homage. And our birth dates are hidden throughout there too. The entire building, our birth dates are together somewhere in there. Can't tell you the secret as to
that. I mean, do you get a prize or something if you find them?
No. But if you look hard enough and you start seeing it, because there's a lot of dates throughout the building. We have vintage license plates and a 54 Ford Fairlane in there, a 74 Chevy truck in there. All these different old, cool, eclectic things. And who knows, maybe if you look around, you might notice that two of those are always together amongst the barrage of numbers in that. It's a fun challenge.
Yeah,
you don't win anything, but you get to realize that we are family and faith focused throughout everything. So that building has us together because of our strength, and our strength is that building strength. And it's been there since 52 or 50, let's say 58 when the grand opens.
So now, are you all open for business now, or are you going to be opening soon? Where are you on that?
Right now, we're in the final stage. We finished construction, renovations, everything's done. Right now, we're going through training with our staff and our team members, and we're scheduled to open. We're going to have a soft opening around the 28th of February, and then we're going to have the grand opening around the 7th of March. So it's a couple of weeks away, and we're very excited to showcase, you know, the craftiness of the barbecue. Like William said, I mean, the fusion of Central Texas barbecue with some Mexican flair, but also South. I mean, we have Mama's
Nanner pudding.
Some recipes. We have a chocolate flan that is a family recipe for many, many years. So we have a lot of things that we're incorporating to the Central Texas barbecue.
And how would someone contact you?
Absolutely. So we have our website. It's been released in about a week. It's going to be open, but it is crazycrabbarbecue.com. So www.crazycrabbarbecue.com. We have also our
beautiful.
Our Facebook page is live, and we're posting updates almost daily right now. And we have our phone number that anyone can contact us for any information. Let me give it to you. It's a brand new phone number, but it's live already. It's 325-386-9934. That's our phone number. But again, on social media, we're active as Crane's Craft Barbecue at the Wagon Wheel. We're trying to incorporate as much as possible at the Wagon Wheel because of the history of the building, and we're located in 1023 South Axis Road in Ty, Texas. If you go on South First, it converts into I-20. As soon as you hit Ty, it's going to be on your left-hand side. You're going to see the building. We have flags. One of our roof, it's the Texas flag. So if you're driving over that area, you're going to see the building. And we have a digital board that is going to be updating when it will open, which is great. But yeah, very easy access to get to us. And it's visible from the access road on I-20.
Well, it certainly seems like a place that people would want to visit, stop in, have some barbecue, look around, see if they can find those birth dates and other things you got going out there. As we come to a conclusion, is there anything else that you'd like to say to the Abilene public, Taylor County public at this time?
Well, the barbecue, as I mentioned earlier, is just one part, one layer of this onion. So we are also a music venue. And with that, we are also the home of Kirk House Music, a very, very great local musician. And we're very happy to be sort of partnered with him through friends, family, and faith and all that. So not only do you have Crane's Craft Barbecue, which is going to operate for your traditional lunchtimes, but we will open the Wagon Wheel Dance Hall as a music venue and have live music in there. We were very fortunate to partner with Big Picture AVL and 83 Entertainment to have some very high quality sound and lighting in there. And for what it's worth, we are only a beer venue, beer and soft drinks. We will not do hard liquor, but we want that to be something to where you feel comfortable bringing children in to say, hey, there's only a couple of beers. It won't be too wild. Hopefully, we hope it's a wild time in the sense of people getting out there and dancing and two-stepping and really just having a great, great time all in all. And craft, you mentioned craft. We are two offset smokers built out of Central Texas, one out of Dripping Springs, a Moberg smoker, and a 1,000-gallon mill-scale smoker built out of Lockhart, Texas. So every piece of meat that is coming out there is touched by my hands. Common question, what's your specialty? I love every piece of protein that goes on those smokers, and I treat them all the same way and cook them all the same way. So that is our definition of craft. Everything is handcrafted. There's no automation in anything whatsoever. It is all done by hand.
Well, William and Erica, I appreciate you all being here today. I wish you a lot of success. God bless you as you continue on your journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the time.
He goes everywhere.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.